To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Hello there. It is time again for Beauty Inside Out, and I am so glad to be talking about skin beauty, the benefits of exercise, the benefits of feeding your face correctly. David, how's your exercise routine going?
Actually, very well, except when I was on the cruise last weekend. I took a few days off, but today I'm back into the swing. And I got to tell you, there's someone who's helped me with all of this. And so while we talk about exercise, there are some things we can do that can help us look younger and help you have a natural glow. And actually, I want to introduce Delilah Congdon. She is not only a certified nutritionist, she's a co-founder of 123 Go Fit. Delilah, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am awesome.
Delilah has helped me through a lot with just not only what I'm eating, but in exercising. And I wanted to say, you know, we all talk about beauty from the inside, but let's talk about some of the exercise or things you can do and how truly does it affect us with exercising. How could it? I mean, it's hard to imagine that exercise has something to do with beauty. I mean, what would you suggest?
Exercise plays a huge role in your skin. When you exercise, it increases your blood flow and circulation to all areas of your body, including your skin. Now, the blood carries oxygen and nutrients to your skin and also carries away waste products, including free radicals in your working cells. So that's going to lead you to have that, you know, healthy glow in your skin.
Okay. Now, I agree with all that, but let me ask you a question. If I want to increase the blood flow, I agree, first of all, having healthy skin and keeping the nutrients flowing to the new skin cells, but what type of exercises would you suggest? I mean, obviously, you know, jogging to me isn't going to do it. What would you suggest?
Well, the best ways to increase circulation is actually flexibility and any aerobic exercise. Flexibility exercise you can do is like yoga, tai chi, Pilates, or any stretching exercise. Now, aerobic, you actually can do running, biking, swimming, dancing, tennis, anything that increases your heart rate. All those exercises are fine to help with the increase in blood flow and circulation throughout your body.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so really, anytime I get my heart rate up, you're telling me it'll help. Is that correct?
Yes. Anytime you do any aerobic activity you do that's going to get your heart rate up, it's going to increase the blood flow and circulation. Also, another thing you can do, I mean, a lot of people incorporate weight training into their program, which is really, really, really important, especially for women who try to combat cellulite. 95% of women suffer from cellulite.
That's the biggest problem.
It's like it affects everyone. And don't think that, you know, somebody who works out, you know, doesn't get affected by that. Everybody gets affected by that, including those fitness models you see on a cover of magazines. 95% of women actually suffer from cellulite.
I definitely do. You talk about raising your heart rate. When you mention the word weight training, my heart rate instantly goes up just on the words alone. But when you say weight training, talk about what that means, because I envision, you know, a trainer telling me, you know, lift 400 pounds, keep going, and obviously that's not going to happen. So when you say weight training, can we start off slower? What would you suggest?
any resistance training. I mean, you can use lightweight. That's fine. You can use body weight. You can use just plain resistance, like using bands or resistant cords. Anything that can give resistance to your muscles, which will help tone your muscles.
I've been to class with you with the bands, and when you first said come to band class, I thought I was going to learn to play an instrument. But you had these rubber resistance things. Well, I showed you what I know about health, but I am learning. And so when using those, I'm actually was able to do it. You had me worn out in no time. I was having trouble. Well, I couldn't keep up. I was going to say having trouble to keep up. I couldn't keep up. But you can start off slow with these resistance bands and adjust them. And I think that's a great way to get somebody into exercise, because they were actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed that class a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you can do it at your own pace. You know, you can increase the resistance on any band. I mean, there's several ways you can do that. A lot of people don't even need to start off with resistance bands or weights. Some people are beginners, and they're looking just to tone up their body. Women tend to suffer more in the lower body when it comes to cellulite. So squats and lunges are huge in helping toning up the lower body and reducing the appearance of cellulite. You do a lot of squats,
oh,
David.
Okay.
You do pretty good. Yeah.
Countless. I'm learning. And I got to admit, I'm very competitive. So I'm gonna be tearing up as I'm trying to keep up with you. But let me ask you, you said squats and lunges. I mean, like, how often should somebody do it? If I could only do a few, is it okay? And then slowly build up from there? You know, what do you suggest for somebody starting out? Because some of our listeners are like I was a year ago.
What I recommend, when you're doing anything with building muscle, you'd want to give your body at least 3 days to recover, because it's during the recovery process when you start building the muscle. If you tear down the muscle every day, you're never going to rebuild. So you want to, you know, have a great workout. You know, let's say you work out on Monday and get a really good, you know, lower body workout or upper body workout. You want to give yourself at least 3 days max to recover, and then you can go ahead and do it again.
Okay, well, I gave it 47 years
good.
Before my next exercise, so now now this May last year, it's a couple times a week, but I'm going to remember this. I got to make sure between you and John, I got to make sure I don't do it more than twice a week. No, I'm kidding.
No, you want to engage in it. Don't try to get away from working out, David, all right? You're finding a loophole.
No, all kidding aside, it actually has helped me have so much more energy and feel so much better about myself. And I hate to say it, I actually feel I look younger now than I did a few years ago. And if you see pictures, I'm embarrassed. I should put them up on the website, though. We should put it on my website and show everybody.
We should.
Okay, I'm embarrassed.
It inspires
I'm gonna put it
other
up
people.
JustAskDavid.com. Okay, JustAskDavid.com. I am going to add it up there. Give me till tomorrow, and we're going to put up before and after. And then you got to help me, Delilah and Lisa, write a few things to help everybody, because it has made such a difference in my life.
It does make
it really,
a huge difference.
You know what I found? Oh, I was going to say what I found makes a huge difference, too, is having dogs. I mean, my dogs get me off my rump every single day, even when it's, you know, cold. I don't want to go. I go, because otherwise they follow me around whining and Pat hitting me over and over with their paws and they're annoying. Like today, I'm not really in the mood, but later today I have to take the boys out. I just have to.
Well, you're actually hitting on something for our listeners. Yeah, exactly. But for our listeners that don't do much exercise, start taking the dog for a longer walk. Go around the block and slowly increase it. Because as we mentioned earlier on, increasing the circulation is going to help restore that natural glow and boost the oxygen and blood flow, not just for us to build more energy, but for us to have better looking skin.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
A lot of
plus people can walk my dogs too if they want. You know, I'm just teasing.
You're trying to get out of exercise.
No.
No. I do my strength training twice a week and my Pilates twice a week, and I do about 45 minutes of fast walking with my dogs pretty much every day. Well, actually, there's a few days a week my husband will intervene if my hip gets sore. That's another thing. What about injuries? Like, I have some. I know I'm getting off topic with the skin, but I have some IT band issues, and it makes it very difficult. And David, I'm sure you've had this in your life where there's some sort of injury maybe that makes it more difficult. Or maybe you've just been lucky.
Not a one.
But you're bragging.
No, John will tell you, when he has me doing all kinds of sprints, one of my knees actually hurts. And it's not, I got to tell you, it's got to be psychological, because it's not the same place every time. But I don't know if it's muscle or psychological. But either way, we're finding a way to work around it and to help get the blood flowing. So anyway, Delilah, you've given us some great ideas. Start living a healthier lifestyle, and it's going to make a difference for us, not just on our energy level. It's going to help us overall to help get rid of some of the cellulite you're mentioning. It's going to help tone up our bodies. But what we started this conversation with is even to have better-looking skin from the outside. So I just think, you know, there's some great ideas of things we can do, and I'm going to remember to post those pictures on Just Ask David.
Okay.
Great. What is your website?
It's www.123gofit.com.
All right, awesome. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.